This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, Tim David, he is the author of the new book, True Influence, The Magic of Human Connection. Tim, welcome to our show today.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate you having me. In order to climb the ladder, you've got to climb the first step. You've got to get there. But there are three others. Happy to talk to them about them today, if that's something you think will be helpful to your listeners.
I'd love to.
Derek?
Yes, please.
Cool. So, really quickly, just to give you an overview, the book title is True Influence. T-R-U-E. These are the four tiers. T stands for technique, right? R stands for relationship. Many salespeople know that relationship trumps technique. It's not what you know. Many people would say it's who you know. You know, all things being equal, people do business with who they know, who they like, and who they trust. All things not being equal, people still do business with who they know, who they like, and who they trust. Relationship trumps technique. Oprah can go on TV, recommend a book, and because of the relationship she has, because of the rapport she has with her audience, because of the reach she has and the quantity of relationships, that book's going to be a bestseller overnight simply because she mentioned it. Even if she doesn't have the perfect sales pitch, right? So relationship definitely trumps technique. Again, however, without technique, you know, if you keep communicating with poor technique, you're going to break down that relationship. You know, if you keep just shouting at people in order to get them to do what you want them to do, that's bad technique. That's going to break down your relationship as well. U stands for understanding. And understanding is in the direction of you understanding your prospect or your employee or your child or whoever it is that you're trying to move to action. You know, we need to understand what it is that makes people tick. We need to understand truly what it is that makes people make decisions, one decision versus another. When you can understand that, then you can reach into your bag of tricks and pull out the right technique. You can, you know, use, you know, I hate to call relationships a technique, you know what I'm saying? But you can use relationships strategically. You know, there are times when you happen to use the right technique at the right time, when you're winging it, fantastic. That's great, it works. There are times when you meet someone new and you hit it off with them. There's an instant relationship and that's great. But there are also times when that doesn't happen. There are times when someone frustrates you. There are times like there's that person, maybe you have this person at the office where, you know, you see them coming off at a distance and already you're tired. You know, you have this person where you hear their voice at the other end of the phone and a small part of you dies on the inside. We have these challenging relationships too. So having understanding will allow us to have success even when it's not natural and easy. You know, we'll understand, hey, this is how to interact with this type of person. This is how to, you know, when you understand personality styles, when you understand individuals, all kinds of doors open up. So the understanding tier trumps technique and relationship because you can now use those things more strategically in any situation to affect influence in those during those times when you feel like you're banging your head against a wall. And then finally, the letter E stands for ethics. And man, oh man, this is something that I'm really excited about, the research coming out on the right side of the argument. Because many people say nice guys finish last. It's a jungle out there. Kill or be killed. Look out for number one. And we sort of lose this, you know, I'll say the word ethical component. Now, the reason I wanted to include this strictly is a bottom line business reason. You know, I wanted this section, this quarter of the book here to really show that ethical interactions are not just quote unquote the right thing to do, but they are the thing that makes the most business sense, the most sense for influence.